When Michael and I had our first conversation about my coming here for my ministerial internship, we didn't talk about how this would be a move to expand the congregation's religious education identity. But it was. I knew that the Reverend Dr. Michael Tino was an excellent person to seek out as my supervisor for my internship year to grow in ministry, but for Unitarian Universalist ministry, that is not enough. There is no way to get through the gates to become a fully formed Unitarian Universalist minister without having an internship, not only with an outstanding minister, but with a teaching congregation. And Michael knew this about you. He understood that this congregation had that potential to own the identity of a teaching congregation. And so when he said, yes, let's move forward, he did that knowing more than I did about what I would be gaining by coming here for my internship. And then my arrival gave you the opportunity to be both learner and teacher at the same time, learning to take on those responsibilities and show those gifts that you have as a teaching congregation while also teaching me about ministry. I remember when I was preparing to meet you in October of 2010, I was very anxious. I was anxious about many things, but one of the things I was anxious about, I asked Michael, I said, how will I know if I'm being ministerial? And I mean, I felt like I've had a lot of different hats, different roles over the course of my career. I've been a psychologist, I've been a supervisor of psychologists, I've been a teacher, I've been a lay leader for years and years in a congregation. I've been a congregational consultant. I was really worried that somehow that we were going to get it wrong, that I was going to put on the wrong hat when I came here, and then you would get the wrong message, and then ministry wouldn't happen. And Michael, in his ever calm and practical way, said, well, they will treat you like a minister because they will never have known you to be anything else. I was like, wow, that's so great. I'm not sure I believed him, but it's true. You did. That is how you have taught me. You have taught me exactly what I needed to know by your questions, by your expectations, by the conversations that we've shared, and the aspects of your life that you have known were right to share with me. So many times, you have affirmed for me my deepest hope about what congregational life can be and what ministry can hold. And I've left gatherings here saying to myself, yes, yes, that is ministry happening. Often, just by being in your presence, I have learned. I've left board meetings, I've left committee meetings where I've really just been present, mainly listening, but I've witnessed the deep love of this community and the caring that goes into the lives of your lay leaders who pull out the goodness that happens here week after week. And I've come away from those meetings feeling that I've done very little but be the witness and say, yes, that's ministry happening right here. Another example, after sharing a meal on a Friday night and then sitting in our small Vespers circle around the chalice with those who have come to begin their weekends, by sitting and sharing together, to have someone say, this was just what I needed to make it into my weekend. And I would think, yes, yes, this is ministry happening. And of course, so many Sunday mornings when we've lifted our voices together, you being present here, sharing our faith, and my deep understanding that the human heart that we nurture here is so resilient, and that we learn together how to be there for each other as we face the unknowns in our lives. You have made me so grateful to have chosen this place to learn. I think my deepest learning has been about that togetherness, that as we do the work of love and hope and justice making in religious community, it's something that we do together. There is so much that we accomplish together that none of us could accomplish alone. That is the true heart work of religious community. So now it is time for me to change my role again and to take what I have learned from you and to go as minister to a new congregation. And what I want you to know is that I take you with me. I take what I have learned with me. You will always be my intern congregation. And ministers talk about that. My intern congregation. I will be talking about you when I say that. You are the congregation who has taught me how it is done. So you have now graduated your first intern. And I tell you, your gifts as teachers are many. I am very proud to have grown with you as you have grown over these 2 years into your identity. You have a very spirit-filled vocation as a teaching congregation. I just hope you continue to enjoy the many blessings of this journey that you are on. Thank you all.